Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Meet the Mets! Meet the Mets! Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life because the Mets are really socking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the M-E-T-S Mets of New York Town.
See, now that was good. Somebody had Rami do the Bears still suck on Friday, and I thought it was terrible. His heart wasn't into it. But with Ryan Wood, he did a little meet the Mets for noted Met fan Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. Not bad from Rami. He went all out for you. How are you, Woody?
I love all of you, and this is a great example of why. Thank you. Thank you for this. So, I need to, like, save that recording somewhere and just have it for any time I feel a little gloom, anytime I'm having a rainy day, replay that, because that'll do it.
A new ringtone, perhaps?
Yes, exactly that.
Yeah, and then keep your phone on, so the next time that Aaron Rodgers is showing you guys his feet, Your phone rings, and then it's
guaranteed to have the time of your life because the Mets are really.
Yeah. Oops. Sorry. Phone was on. Oops. Didn't mean to.
Love it. I love it. That's phenomenal. And I love he kind of threw in that like East Coast accent there too. I mean, he really went all out there.
Yeah, it was really good. He did. Here, I'm gonna play because he likes the Bears. There's a little bit of Bears still suck from him.
They really, 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 really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck.
It just doesn't have the same flair that Meet the Mets did for you. So you should feel good about that. He went all out for you.
Well, here's the reality, though. The Bears do still suck.
Yeah, they're bad. The Packers are going to – good work. Packers are going to see them on Sunday night football. They lose to the Cardinals this weekend. Vikings lose to the Lions. This NFC North can be wrapped up by Sunday night, a day earlier than it would have been wrapped up a year before, but there's an extra week this year. I don't know. Is it good to have a good division? Is it a hindrance to have a bad division? You look at the Patriots and what they did with Brady, and they always got in. Their division was bad, so they'd always get that bye into the divisional round and be fine. But, you know, the Packers still have every one of these teams. And if you want to be playing your best football, you know, it's good because you're playing bad teams. But I don't know. Do they need more of a measuring stick? It's just these last five games could be, like, it'll be nice that they're winning. And this sounds so spoiled, but I don't care. But, like, can we just get to the playoffs already? We know we're getting in. There's a little mystery about the one seed. These next 5 weeks are going to be a slog, kind of.
To answer your question, no, I don't think the division matters at all, right? I mean, shouldn't say that maybe so flippantly. You need to win your division to win the conference. So, yes, you need to win the division, but it's not something that's more than just a piece of paper. It's just get the beat, get the division, and then move on. The reality for the Packers, it's not been about the division for like 6 weeks. Like, it's all about the conference. So, you know, and they'll never admit this. I don't know if this is true or how much reality there is here, but they'll never admit the scoreboard watching or whatever across the conference. But the reality is they're looking at teams like, you know, the Bucks, the Cowboys, the Cardinals, and obviously some vested rooting interest in the sucky Bears this past Sunday. Those are the games that, you know, it's about the seeding for playoff time right now.
Yeah, it's week 13 and they're rooting for a division rival instead of because they're not a threat. It's the Cardinals, and their schedule might be a little tougher down the road, and we'll see how that, you know, shakes out. Cardinals been a very good road team. Packers, you know, they beat the Cardinals though when they went to Arizona. So that all should be interesting. You know, as I was laying in bed last night, I was thinking, yeah, it was a bye week. What should I ask Wood? What do I want to know about him and his job? And I wanted to ask you, in the past year, let's say, in 2021, what was the day that you were most like, what am I covering? What was the day that you were most like, I just can't believe that I'm writing about this? Because it could have been any of the Rodgers stuff. It could have been his Hawaiian trip. It could have been the draft when all of a sudden we're not talking about Eric Stokes. We're talking about some Schefter report. It could have been when Rodgers showed you his aforementioned Tootsies. What thing was the most like shocking to you so far this year?
Well, first of all, Bart, I'm very flattered that you were thinking about me while laying in bed last night.
You know, because I'm always on the clock. I'm always working. I'm always preparing.
Always working.
Yeah.
And I'm always on the mind, so that means
right.
a lot.
Right.
No, look, so, God, that's a great question because there are words that I can't say on the radio for this kind of year.
I mean, writer's dream for a year like this where it's just like nonstop action.
Yes, but there's also, you know, the most, I mean, I can't say that. The most craptastic day this year had to be when Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show the first time, right? And talked about COVID. I mean, that was very much a what are we doing here type day. And you know, there's going to be people that are like, well, why'd you write about it? Like you didn't need to write, like, really? That's news. Like, he's the most important employee on a multi-billion dollar industry in a multi-billion dollar league that is saying things that are in direct contradiction to, you know, medical professionals at the CDC. That you have to write about it. So it's either that or you know, draft day is a day that I'll never forget too, because it just went from zero to a million, like out of the blue, like we didn't know, and it was a quiet Thursday until it wasn't. So I'll you know, of all the Schefter bombs, I'll never forget that one. That was, I mean, it literally was like a bomb had gone off. So those are the two days that really stand out to me the most. Yeah, the foot thing, you know, is probably the perfect encapsulator of what this how wonky and wacky this year's been. But no, I'd say the first the explanation of Aaron Rodgers' vaccination status to Pat McAfee probably is the greatest circus that has happened this year.
Well, and this is all part of trying to cover and keep up with this team in the day and age that we're in, because, you know, Rodgers goes on a show which is broadcast, and most people get, you know, if they see it live on YouTube, they may do that. Otherwise, they're getting clips on Twitter. With that Schefter thing, that was all, I mean, if you're not on Twitter that day, maybe you saw him on ESPN, but otherwise, it's like all of this stuff is happening, and it's happening so fast. So that's got to be a challenge, I would think, for you, is trying to keep up with everything.
It's, yeah, no, it is challenging. You have to mentally digest things in real time and what they mean. And, you know, the explanation of Pat McAfee is a great example. You know, I walked out to practice that day because he went on at noon and practice was at noon. So it was simultaneous. So I walked out to practice that day and see the tweet. He's coming on. And as soon as I got to practice, I turned around and beelined back to my office at Lambeau Field because, you know, this is important. I got to listen to this. Not really expecting the fireworks that would come. Right? I had no idea what was going to be said, let alone that it'd be as explosive as it was. And that was another great, you know, just it escalated really, really fast. It's one of those things you got to be able to try to figure it out. I actually fact checking in real time too. I mean, that's, you know, cause I don't have a science medical degree, right? I'm a journalist. So being able to fact check in real time, that's always a challenge as well.
Let me tie the two things we've talked about together, Aaron Rodgers and how bad the NFC North has been. So if the Packers did not have Aaron Rodgers, if somehow he was in Denver or wherever, could they have still won this division with Jordan Love behind center?
You know, I haven't seen enough of Jordan Love to be able to say that one way or the other. I think the thing with Jordan Love, the problem for me against Kansas City, it wasn't that he couldn't read and diagnose, because he couldn't. You can coach that up, right? That comes. I don't think that he – I think he kept his eyes downfield well enough. I don't think he was seeing ghosts with the blitz. I mean, those pass rushers are very real. So the problem for me was that he was not accurate. He was very inaccurate. And at this level, at that position, if you are inaccurate, you cannot survive playing quarterback in the NFL that way. It does not work. So that's the issue. What we don't know – it's one of two reasons. It's either first game jitters on the road at Arrowhead, the crazy week. You know, he didn't practice first team until Wednesday of that week. I mean, just the whole throwing it together doesn't lend itself to having a very sound rhythm as a passer. So maybe it's that, or it's just that he's just not accurate. If it's the first, it would have been helpful to see him play against Seattle. A larger sample size of one game to see if, you know, get him inside Lambeau Field with a full, regular, normal week of practice, more comfortable if he'd be more accurate. Or if he was still inaccurate, then you've got real problems. Because you cannot in this league be an inaccurate quarterback. So I think the jury's still out on Jordan Love because of that, because we don't know the reason for the inaccuracy. I think the Packers do. They've seen it in practice, right? So the Packers know far more than we do about whether or not he's an accurate quarterback. But from the outside, we don't know why he was inaccurate. And until we do, it's tough to get a read on him.
I just asked that question. I mean, there's a lot of games that the Packers, you know, they win because of Rodgers, where it's 37 seconds. He drives down the field enough to get a field goal. And, you know, some of the other, you know, he's had a good year. He's playing very well. He's MVP level. But I mean, I think it's a fair question because that's how bad the division is. I mean, everybody else sucks.
The Bears suck. Still, we know that.
They have a winning streak, so watch out.
They'd be better than the Lions. They would not be last in this division with Jordan Love. I can say that very confidently.
Yeah.
They would not be, what was the Lions now, 1-10-1?
Yeah.
They'd be better than that.
Okay. How much better? Thank God that we don't have to find out. So I got one more vague question for you on this bye week as we trickle back into the full week of practice. If the Packers don't get to the Super Bowl, it's a very vague question, will it be more because they beat themselves, or will it be because there's another team out there that's just better than the Packers? Who's more likely to get in their own way? Tampa, Arizona, the field, or themselves?
I mean, the answer is injuries, right? Because if this team was fully healthy, they're getting to the Super Bowl. If this team's fully healthy, you get those three All-Pros back. that this is a team that is the best in the conference, and I think it's a clear favorite.
They are good. The Packers, they are good. They are a good team.
The shame of it is that they haven't had David Bakhtiari, Za'Darius Smith, Jaire Alexander. And that's the shame of it. If this team had those three, they're 9-3 practically without them. I mean, Jaire Alexander had a couple games, but like 18 snaps from Za'Darius Smith, and that's it. Nothing from David Bakhtiari. Not to mention Elgton Jenkins now being out for the year. Josh Myers, their preferred center, missing half the year. This is a really, really, really good Packers team that just has not had the benefit of being healthy. That's what would keep them from the Super Bowl, how banged up they are. If they're full health, easy favorite in a conference. So I still think that they could. I don't feel like there's a clear shot favorite, a number one in this conference. Arizona's looked very good, but they're new. Tampa Bay is Tampa Bay, but they're not a flawless team. The Rams can, got a lot of talent, but haven't been able to really put it together. The Cowboys, similar to Arizona, I mean, they're good, but they're new. And then you got the Packers, who are just so banged up. If they ever get those guys back, that's an easy pick in this conference. So I don't know if they're going to be healthy or not.
Let's say Mason Crosby goes 0-3 Sunday night. Is there any chance he gets cut the next day?
Zero.
What if one of the kicks was so bad it actually went backwards? Or one of the kicks went so far to the left that it hit Aaron Rodgers in the head and he was concussed?
I don't know if you're going to be sitting on like the 50-yard line or not, but if you are and one of those kicks hits you in the head, they will not be cutting Mason Crosby.
Okay, all right. Well, I hope we don't find out, but we'll see. He's been rough.
Mason Crosby's like the least of their worries on that field goal unit. They don't have a snapper. The holding has been a problem, and their protection's been shoddy all year.
Well, what are they going to do about snapper? They can't stick with this guy.
That's a great question. You know what? I don't know.
What's Brett Goode up to? They used to just bring him out of nowhere.
I don't think this field goal unit's getting better. I think that this is what you're going to see the rest of the year. And a big reason for that is what do you do at snapper? Because on one hand, Steven Wuerdl is not it. On the other hand, starting over from scratch with another snapper, your third snapper of the year in early December, is absolutely not it. You need continuity in the field goal operation. And when you don't have that, it's a problem. I don't know what they're going to do there, and I think they've got very serious issues that are not going to get resolved this season. I think the field goal unit is going to be what it is.
Ryan Wood, PackersNews.com. We will talk on Thursday, Green Bay Press Gazette, BY Ryan Wood by Ryan Wood. Thank you, and I'm going to play you off with some Rami. So you've earned it. Thanks as always. We'll talk later.
I'm here for it.
We'll talk later in the week, buddy.
All right, take care.
Ryan Wood.
Meet the Mets! Meet the Mets! Step right up and greet the Mets! Bring your kitties, bring your wife! Guaranteed to have the time of your life, because the Mets are really socking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the M-E-T-S Mets of New York Town.
Oh, Rami, right at the end with the punch.
ETS Mets of New York Town.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.